phone, please. Excuse me, Doctor. The phone is for you. Thank you. Hello?
Hi, Bizard. What are you doing here? Why was your phone turned off? My father, no, he's sleeping. They've given him sedatives. Wait there, I'll be right down. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Dr. Upshaw to the clinic, please. Dr. Upshaw to the clinic, please.
Hello.
Hello. How's he doing?
Thank God he's better. He'll be discharged tomorrow. Bizard, you haven't gone after that guy Sahil, have you?
No, I haven't. How come?
My father was worried about you. You better not get involved in this matter.
How come?
He said that guy's dangerous. He might, God forbid, do something to you.
Uh-huh.
Bizard. Bizard. Are you all right?
No, I'm not all right. I mean, I haven't slept since yesterday. I need to get some sleep. Good night.
Good night.
Well. Hello, how are you?
For the life of our great man of our times, the pride of the world, the guardian of all, send out a loud salavat.
Oh, Isfahan Brains, 101 Isfahan Brains, from family to strangers, neighbor on the right, neighbor on the left,
come inside,
all jealous eyes burst.
Bahadia.
Come inside, come inside.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Hello? Where are you? Why didn't you come? Oh, man, it's bad. Everyone's here, but... nothing is at all clear over here yet.
Do you want to go in your room and get some rest?
I'm fine right here.
Why didn't your family come, Sarur?
Hesam himself forbid it. He didn't want to trouble them.
Thank you very much, Negar, dear.
Where's Bizard? Why isn't he here?
You mean he was so busy that he couldn't even come and visit his uncle?
No.
No, Aunt. What are you saying? The truth is, Bizard just...
He's just caught up with his company's debts and he's bounced checks and all of that. He's really busy. Of course, despite all of that, he insisted to me that I shouldn't say anything to Hesam about the problems that he has been having at his company, which I haven't. Thank you very much. Of course, not until you ask me.
Look, Hesam, my son is embarrassed to come and see you. He's really upset about it. Since he's the one that introduced that good-for-nothing guy, Sohail, and with everything that's happened now, he's ashamed to show himself.
That's right.
No. That's not how it is. Sit back down.
Sure.
He's just like that brother of mine, Habib.
Me, sir?
Bizarre, I mean. I should have retired by now. There has to be someone from the family to run the factory. Who better than Bezard? You already know how much damage that Sohail has cost us. Why didn't you tell him I have no money?
Sir, but I don't understand. I thought you wanted to talk to him yourself.
You were supposed to go after Sohail. What happened?
Well, I am. That's right. I've told everyone that if anyone sees that jerk Sohail, to quickly tell me so I can go and get him. Look, sir, you just don't even need to think about it. I'll get him. You can be sure of that.
Excuse me. I'm tired. I need to rest. I'm sorry.
Hello there.
Hello, Mr. Jahanbakhsh.
How are you doing?
Are you well?
How are you, sir? Is the boss here?
Yes, he's in his office, sir.
Excuse me.
But I'm sorry, he said no one should disturb him at all.
Even me, his brother-in-law?
I'm sorry. These days, no one is in a good mood at the company. Everybody's got their own problems. Excuse me, Mr. Jahanbakhsh. I don't mean to pry, but has something happened?
No, how come?
The truth is, when I came in this morning, the door was open and I was really scared. I thought a thief had come to the company, you see?
Okay.
I went in and saw it was Mr. Firuzan Far. He had slept here last night. What happened that he's so upset?
Well, what can I say? With all the problems, debts and bounced checks and all of that, how could anyone be in a good mood?
You're right. As my mother says, a person in debt is like a crippled goat. He can't sleep night or day, sir.
Yes, she's absolutely right. Now, let me go and take a look and see why that crippled goat slept here last night.
Mr. Jahanbakhsh?
Excuse me. Give my regards to the family. Well, well, what's going on here then? You sleeping? Why won't you turn your light on, man? Hey. Hello, how are you? You're so rude. Why don't you even say hello to your elder then? Hey, Mr. Bizard, where did you leave me by the side of the road and go off with that no-good friend of yours? Didn't you think that I was going to get upset? You're really messed up, man. Why didn't you answer your phone at all? Your poor mother and your sister didn't sleep a wink because they're so worried about you. Bizard, why don't you understand what you're doing? Why don't you think that that guy would take you and do something to you, man? Bizard, listen, your family has entrusted you to me, you understand?
Sit down, Manoj.
What? Sit down, Manoj. Well, well, good job. Well done. Mr. Manoj, sir, has now become Manoj, has it? Look what that kid's done to him now that he's disrespecting me. So where did you go?
If I tell you something, can you keep your mouth shut for a few days?
A few days? Man, you could say a lifetime. Look, I'll sew my lips shut, okay? Now I can't say a single word. Now, what's the story?
That guy, Sohail, it seems he knows something. And he has a witness as well.
Well, so what then?
It seems that my uncle caused my father's death.
What? Your uncle? But why your uncle? Why would he have done such a strange thing?
Over the land in Saadatabad.
Man, forget about it, Bizard. You're crazy. Whoever says whatever nonsense, you had to believe it? Well, it's obvious the guy's really mad. So he's gone and made this nonsense up about your uncle. Eh? Instead of smacking him in the mouth, you went and you listened to him. You believed him? You're standing up against your uncle? Anyhow, your uncle is alive, perfectly fine and healthy. Why don't you go and ask him yourself?
I did ask him about it once at the sports club, and he didn't answer me. Now I want to make sure about it before anyone else finds out.
Well, so what would happen if you don't make sure, huh? What would you lose?
It seems as though you don't get it. We're talking about a murder. My father's murder. You understand?
Man, the guy's just lying. He's only thinking of himself. Man, there are plenty of people like that. Forget about it. Just forget about it. Just curse him to the devil and let's go and see your uncle to visit him. It's bad, you know?
I won't go. I can't go. My legs won't work.
Well, he's brainwashed you then.
You don't listen at all to what I am telling you. All right, brother, it's no problem. If that's the case... Look, until this matter is resolved, I'm not involved here. I haven't heard anything and I haven't said anything, all right? No one's come, no one's gone. I don't care about anyone. Just let me give you some brotherly advice. Whatever you do, consult with someone that knows what they're doing, Bizard. Consult with me. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Goodbye.
On your way out, turn off that light.
Sure, you got it, boss. If you want to keep the light off, at least give a call to your poor mother who's waiting. Not everyone's an idiot like me. They'll realize that something's happened.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is this the way it's done, son? You don't even answer my calls anymore.
Where the hell have you been, Bassad? Uncle and Baha have asked for you 100 times since this morning. Couldn't you go pay a visit there? Why do you do something to force us to lie to people? What are you doing, Bassad? Where were you last night?
It's your turn now, Manucha.
My turn? My turn was when you left me on the street and you took off, my brother.
Why do you leave him behind? What are you doing with that thief, Bazard? Where are you going?
Mother, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
Yes, we're strangers now.
What happened, Bazard?
I'm going to ask you something and answer me with one word, yes or no.
Well?
Did my father have a sister?
What do you mean?
Did he or didn't he?
As far as I know, no.
Really?
You asked and I answered you. Now I'll ask and you answer me. Where have you been since yesterday? Why did you leave Manushe behind? Tell me, where did you go with that criminal?
I had something to do. Listen, Mother, I had a project to complete. I had meetings with clients. I had to go to the print shop to check some things. Anyway, that guy Sahel convinced me that he had no role in my uncle getting attacked. But I don't want to say anything to anyone for now, especially to Uncle.
Why, son?
I'll explain everything to you at the appropriate time. Please just trust me.
All right. Go and have your dinner.
I'm not hungry right now. You go ahead.
Mom, what's he saying?
Nothing, darling. He was telling me about his problems at work. Hey, Manusha.
Yes, Mother?
Go get him out of his room so he can have some dinner.
I'm sorry, Mother. I'm in a bad mood myself. I'll go there and I'll say something to him. We'll get into an argument and it'll be bad.
Mom, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine, darling. I'm fine.
So go and bring him. Don't you see?
Oh, God. Now, if it were me and I didn't eat anything for 3 days, not one of you would ask about me.
Here, darling.
Even if you don't eat for 10 days, nothing would happen to you. Don't worry. Mom, tell me the truth. What's happened?
His company is in really bad shape, and he was telling me about it.
What are you sleeping for? Get up, man, get up. We're having dinner. Come on, man, a smart person. When he starts a fight, he starts to think about the consequences, doesn't he? Listen, Bizard, let's suppose everything you're saying is right. What does it benefit you, huh? Will it bring your father back to life? Well, I doubt you could even get back your inheritance. Come on, man, you should take advantage of the situation. The story of the video, I don't know, Delavar and all of that. You should use it to make your uncle give you your rights. Get your mother and sister's rights. Then marry your uncle's daughter and you're set for 60 years.
Listen, Manucha, I don't like people that have their hands out and rely on others' help.
Are you trying to insult me? Come on, man, if I didn't...
What do I want with you? I'm talking about my own problems. It's got nothing to do with you, but you just care about yourself. The guy came and said I have an aunt. That means my dad had a sister who was involved in their fight.
An aunt?
That's right, an aunt.
Go on, man, get out of here. That con artist is just lying for some money.
Let's suppose, as you say, they're lying. All right? Well, we have to find out if he's lying or not. Well, we have to go after it to investigate. I can't just go and talk to my uncle. It's all up to you.
Up to me? Hey, man, go back to sleep. You don't need to have dinner. You're going to ruin me.
Manucha, come have dinner. It's getting cold.
He says he doesn't want dinner. He just wants to sleep.
What's that mean? Bring him so he eats his dinner.
Look, Manucha, understand that if I win in this game, then you'll get something as well.
Manucha!
He's coming, he's coming, he's just changing. Fine, tell me what to do.
You should come up.
Now's not the time. Leave it for later.
Did you think about it? Have you made your decision?
Yeah. I want to get an attorney. I don't want to just rely on that guy, your buddy Delaval's words. If the truth is to be known, I'll have to have some proper reasons and strong evidence. But before anything else, I want to be sure that you and your buddy Delavar aren't trying to pull one over on me.
He's not my buddy. He's your uncle's blackmailer. He gets money to keep his mouth shut.
Now, whatever. I want to be sure you won't back out. Get in.
I have to go. I've got a job interview.
With the way you look, I'm sure you'll get hired.
I'll tell them I was in a car accident.
All right, fine. Get in and I'll take you. We'll talk on the way.
How's it going?
Mr. Jahanbakhsh.
What is it?
It's Mr. Firuz Anpar here.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, you get to your work. Hello, sir. Sir, you should have told me to come and bring you. You're still not fully recovered yet. The condition you're in, it would have been better if you told me to come and get you, wouldn't it?
What the hell are you talking about?
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Sir, it's from being alone.
Hello, sir.
When he's alone,
hello.
He wishes that he had aunts and uncles and aunts, you see.
Don't talk so much. Put an ad in the paper.
An ad?
Hello.
Hello.
Sir, do we have too many products on stock? The warehouse still has plenty of room.
Put an ad in the paper to hire a warehouse manager.
Sir, I will do whatever it is that you say you want me to. Was there any problem with my work?
No. You're doing your job properly. But the factory definitely needs a manager with plenty of experience, okay? It's a very serious matter.
How are you doing, sir?
My uncle's gotten your arrest warrant, and you're going for a job interview.
What else can I do? I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing.
Who did you get the video from? How'd you get your hands on it? Who told you about the story?
It goes back 2 or 3 months. On a weekend when I'd snuck into your uncle's warehouse, I realized there was some noise coming from his office.
My expenses are way too much. I'm not making
I was surprised, because your uncle would never go there on a weekend.
I'm not going anywhere far. I don't don't have any money at all.
I have a family, I have expenses. They've all left you and gone. Who'd be willing to live with someone like you? No matter how much I give you a helping hand, you still bite it.
So, if I could find a job, I wouldn't be bothering you. Wherever I go, they take a look at me at my appearance, and when they see my hand, they don't give me a job. For God's sake, help me!
How long do you want to keep using that junk? How long do you want to blackmail me?
I was shocked from the things Delavar was saying. I realized there was a secret between them. That's why I waited outside the factory for Delavar. I wanted to find out about their secret. I don't know why, but I thought it might be useful one day. Why do you think I've come here?
How should I know? You've probably gotten into a fight with his son. And he punched you in the stomach and knocked the wind out of you, and now you've come here to turn me into a banana peel and throw me in front of him. Be honest with me. Come on, man. You can't be asking me to ruin my own income. His son is like pure gold for me. So tell me. Don't say you've come all the way here to test me for your own boss.
Look, Delavar. I have a video of you when you were trying to squeeze him for more money.
Wow, I'm really scared.
It seems you don't want to wake up from your dream. Just wait until the wolf swallows you up whole. Here. Come and watch the video for yourself.
Here's some, sir. If you don't give me money, with this hand of mine, I can't work anywhere, and if I talk, you'll be in a lot of trouble.
Don't try to bite off more than you can chew. I only want to blackmail you, jerk. The more time passes, the more you want from me. You've gotten 100 times more than you deserve from me. If you don't shut your mouth, I'll shut it for you.
Don't try so hard. I've got several copies of it.
When you came to see me months ago, I knew you had something in mind. I wasn't feeling well, and you convinced me to go to Esam so you could record us? You're a good-for-nothing bum!
You won't be getting anything more from Esam. You've reached the end of the mine, Delavar. Be smart and listen to what I say. If you do what I tell you, I promise you'll get so much out of it that you'll never need a gain for the rest of your life.
What are you going to get out of all of this?
It doesn't make any difference to you. Here's the bottom line. Up till now, you got money from his son to be kept quiet. And now you'll get money from me to talk. What do you say?
Open your ears and listen to what I'm telling you, boy. Don't you try to trick me, or else I'll ruin you.
Don't worry. I'll take care of you.
Everything that he told me in the tea house, he has to come in court and testify.
All right. But only on the day of the trial. Besides that, you don't have the right to go after him. That's the condition that Delavar placed. Look, Bizzad, this is between you and your uncle. Let me pull myself aside, so later on they don't say whatever you're saying is what I told you to say. From the second that you stand up to your uncle, everything will change. It's better if I'm not there.
You don't have a choice. You can't not be there. Accusation of murder isn't a joke. It needs evidence and witnesses, and one of them is you. So you have to be there. Delavar has to be there too, otherwise it won't get anywhere.
What about afterwards? You'll throw your uncle in prison, and I'll be left with empty pockets, with a ruined name and ruined life. I'm not in.
This is something you started yourself. You can't pull out of it now.
Was it wrong that I told you about it? Should I have kept quiet? Yeah?
If you're right, then give me the video.
It's safer with me.
Get a police officer and go and arrest that guy. his mother's house, sisters or fiancés, wherever else he is. Do you understand?
Sir, do you think that me and Bizard were just sitting on our hands that night? No, sir. From that night until right now, we've been searching everywhere for him. He's gone. The bastard's just vanished into thin air. Oh, man, sir, it didn't happen. I wasn't able to show my worth and get that guy and throw him in jail and be able to get your praise, sir. But, sir, you can rest assured, whatever it takes, I will show you my worth, sir. Please sign this now. Not for nothing, but I learned everything from you.
What are you saying now?
Nothing, sir. Sir, please allow me to become someone next to you. I don't have anyone else but you. All of my father's inheritance, I took it to that damn place, Dubai, and I spent it on those apartments, and all went up in the air. My relationship with my family and my brother and sister was ruined over that same matter, and it's all over and done with. You already know about it, sir. Nothing. Where am I now? Living with my in-laws. I don't want to be, but I am. Sir, I swear on your precious life, my place isn't where I am right now.
Manoucher, I just told you to put an ad in the paper for a new warehouse manager. Did you get flustered?
I didn't get flustered, sir. I just started thinking about my past. Sign this twice over here, sir. All the insults from my brother and sister. Sir, when they say blood's thicker than water and when family fights, they eventually make up, sir. No offense, but it's all crap. Total nonsense. For example, my brother and sister. They are constantly insulting me over this matter.
Manoucher, what's wrong with you? Why are you talking so much nonsense?
Oh, what can I say, sir? Nothing, sir. It seems to be nonsense, but you just don't know my pain, sir. You don't have a sister to know what I'm saying. What do I know? Maybe you have a sister. I don't know that you don't. I'm just talking nonsense again. I'm just being silly. It's because there's something wrong with my brain. Sir, when I say these things, do you know what I mean? I'm trying to say this. Sir, just one more time, go ahead and test me. Let me stay in this new position. Believe me, I will show you my worth. I'm asking you, sir.
A person's worth is in their being, not their mouth. You can't show your worth with words. Get up and go and do what I told you to do.
Yes, sir. You're right. What others have is always better.
That's it. So you want money too?
You make it sound as though I'm forcing it from you. It's my right, man. I'm taking a headfirst dive into garbage and filth so that you can get what's yours. And then I shouldn't get any money? I shouldn't live my life?
How much? How much?
How much will you get?
I will get the truth. The truth?
Besides the lands in Saadat Abad, which if you can get, do you know how many billions that is? Pull over. I'm getting out of here.
Look, if I was after my uncle's wealth, I would have married his daughter. But that's not what's bothering me. It's something else. Someone was killed in all of this. It was my father. That is, of course, if you're telling the truth.
We really aren't that well off, Bizard. But in order to help you, we're willing to do anything. But we want to be paid for it.
Do you promise to stay with it till the end?
Your money is uncertain. Why shouldn't my promise be as well? But I will promise, me and Delavara in, we'll be with you all the way, and it's only because we'll be able to help you ruin your worthless uncle. Bizard, please don't be upset with me. I'm not greedy, but life is very expensive these days.
But my account is empty.
I know. I just wanted you to know that I'm really broke too these days. Take care.
خسته هم کدوم جون کدوم عشق شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه هوسهایی که دامنگیر میشه میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست نه این که زندگی بیش میشه فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته حس یخ زدن تو آتیش حال سوختن تو سرما تو بیداری یه خیاله یه حقیقت تو رویا تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره به حال و روز ما کاری نداره همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست نه این که زندگی بیش میشه فقط کاش بین این سایه مبهم بفهمم آن